If you watch television the old-fashioned way on a television set, you know that with every new medication advertised, there will be side effects. There always are.
Including dehydration, which may cause some people to have loss of body water and salt.
That's not good.
This may also cause you to feel dizzy, faint, lightheaded, or weak, especially when you stand up.
Now, standing up is overrated.
Other side effects may include kidney problems, genital yeast infections, urinary tract infections, changes in urination, high potassium in the blood, or increases in cholesterol.
Wow. Welcome to the prime time of our lives. This has been going on for years, but according to Nielsen, in the past 3 years, people of all ages have reduced their TV viewing, except for those 65 and up. So older Americans are a lucrative target of drug commercials and the litany of FDA-mandated side effect disclosures.
Serious, sometimes fatal infections and cancers, including lymphoma, have happened, as have blood, liver, and nervous system problems, serious allergic reactions, and new or worsening heart failure.
It is an inventory of pharmaceutically induced decrepitude. We see vigorous seniors, they're engaged with life, but they just happen to be falling apart.
And the wolf was huffing and puffing.
Kind of like you sometimes, Grandpa.
Well, when you have COPD, it can be hard to breathe.
But it's the side effects that really set the tone of primetime TV. Warnings to make you fear for every organ in your body over the strains of always cheerful, upbeat music.
Medicines like Formoterol increase the risk of death from asthma problems.
Don't take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help.
Who needs Grey's Anatomy when graying anatomy is playing in the breaks?